Just tell me what's on your mind. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Yeah, knowing me, I got a lot to say. Sometimes I be feeling weak on any kind of day. Ever since I played my cards, I ain't had time to play. Hold on before I vent. Is you the type that like to conversate? Or should I say converse? Correction, I always stand corrected. Small world, I don't know you, but we still connected. If I spilled all the tea, what you gon' clean the mess with? Like my text say go through, would you still get the message? Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it.
Ain't nobody gotta Sarge keep it.
So, we back at it again with another episode of Secrets with Saj. And I got three guests here. You know, if y'all know, I went on Humbly Arrogant podcast a couple months ago. And I got one of my homegirls here, Chrissy. Y'all could introduce yourself. I'm over here talking to y'all and shit like that.
I'm Chrissy. I'm from Brooklyn. You know, Kunasi, you know, I don't got a little podcast or anything. But I'm here just,
Flossy.
You know, Flossy. We're the best out there. Y'all know what's going on. Man.
I would say y'all already know, but y'all don't know. So this is my formal introduction. I go by the name of Rock B. Wildin, host of the Humbly Arrogant podcast by the way of Harlem, New York. Me in the building.
Yes. It's the Rebel, R-H-O-M-E, the host of the Our Truths podcast and What Scuffs My Tims. You're ready.
Okay, so, all right, as y'all know, I do, in the beginning, a raging rant, like something that gets you annoyed, pisses you off, you know, because I'll be black in my Instagram
story. Can you
story.
Ask me how we doing all right? Thank you for asking. We're good. You know, we are COVID free.
How are you doing? How are you doing? Because you obviously well and fine. You don't got your mask on. Pulled up with the Casamigos, so you outside. Corona ain't scaring you no more.
Yes. Well, one, I'm an essential worker. And
oh, hello, my fellow essential.
Thank you.
Worker.
I'm essential worker. I avoided COVID.
Can we get a round of applause for our hard work? Yeah. Come on, we're outside. Let's
thank
get a round
you,
of applause for all the essential workers.
Yeah, I've been essential for the last couple of months, too.
Yo.
Yes, you actually have. Thank you for holding down the fort. Can we get one? Can we? No?
No. You
damn.
Know why? No, fuck them. Fuck them.
You know what?
Fuck them.
Right. Damn.
Fuck my job.
Oh, fuck your job.
Fuck
my job.
I'm going to say, fuck essential workers.
No, fuck my job.
Oh, okay.
No, not y'all. Okay. I'm happy for y'all, but fuck my job. Heavy. But, yeah.
Okay. That looked like it should be on the list of rants.
That was a part of the rant.
I don't know why you're listening from your job.
They don't know where I work.
I don't think she care.
Mind your business. Who wasn't even supposed to listen to my shit? Yeah, but anyway. So what's up?
I'm good. COVID free. I actually had COVID in March.
Glad you recovered. What's up?
Yeah, really? Bro. Yeah. So I took that test for the antibody shit, and I'm good. So.
He said, just like I know.
Yeah, so
don't
I'm outside. I'm saying I booked my trip to ATL. I'm out.
I mean,
like,
I did get sick in December and January, and I think I recovered, so fuck
it's
it.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those. I had that beta type of people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think I had it, but I ain't trying to get it. I think I'm immune, so.
That's
no.
Another guy.
Right, cool.
Superhero.
So, what's up? Who got something off their chest they want to black about real quick?
If we talking about what's been going on in the last couple weeks, I like what's been going on the last couple weeks. A lot of people have been real upset. But what I don't like is how now all these big companies is coming out. Like, I saw something that said people doing all these one-twos, like, being black just came out. Like, they making it a holiday. I mean, it's good. We happy. It's a little progress.
It's fake.
And we need actual laws and other shit passed. So all this kneeling and holiday and all this other shit the governmental people doing, they see that's just getting us all hyped up, and it's a distraction, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they need to do better. They need to do better than making something something a damn holiday and all this other unnecessary shit. Make some laws, make some shit illegal to do, hold some cops accountable. You know, accountable to what the fuck they be doing on the street, you know?
What about you? Like
it's caca.
Okay, so I'm kind of on the other side, right? Mm. Niggas is getting me mad because it's like, yes, we want progress. Yes, we want more things to happen. But every time somebody do something to show their support, it's, oh, that's not enough. Like,
see, yes, that's true. That is true.
Let people do what they can to show their support. Like, everybody can't protest and everybody can't riot the same. Mm-hmm. So whatever they doing to show their support, allow them to do that and further the conversation instead of being mad and saying like, oh, it's not enough.
If you're talking about the locals, like people like us, everything like that, yes. Because there's some people who's complaining like, oh, y'all in y'all house telling people how to protest. Y'all not outside. Like, I was going heavy because I'm very passionate about the shit, but I didn't go outside, but I'll sign some petitions. I'll have the conversation with, like, when I went to work the next day, I work with majority Spanish and Russians. I'm friends with a lot of them. I came and I brought them together and I started having a conversation about it. That's my contribution to my
bringing
people.
Bringing awareness to people outside exactly. of your culture. Absolutely.
You know, so, but I agree with you. There are some people who's kind of beating it down, but I mean for people who's like government, like people who like involved with the police force and all that stuff. Right, like they need their, Nike has done, like I don't know what really they have been doing. Like what have they really been doing to really put a foot down? Aside from Cuomo, Cuomo been doing good. You know, people who've been signing their little, he signed his one bill. No, y'all.
Mm. I don't know.
I see y'all faces right now.
Once he said that shit about Cuomo. Once he said that shit about the Christopher Columbus statue.
Ooh, what did he say?
He said he don't want to bring it down because it represents the Italian culture.
Of like, course.
Well, go to hell, bitch.
I was like, I don't know.
Two people could coexist and have a difference of opinion. Mm-hmm. Cuomo's still my guy.
Yeah, I feel
still
like
my guy.
He held down the fort for us.
Bro, like, come on. Like, you know what I hate that's about like, this whole thing? Wait, this is not a rant. This is my rant?
If you want to do
I was piggybacking off her.
Are you fine with that? Y'all?
Oh, yeah, I was piggybacking off her, too.
Yeah, I was piggybacking because my rant totally different. All
right.
All right. So just to piggyback off her, my problem with this whole thing was I hate the fact that people don't have the right to have their own opinion during this whole shit. You jump on social media, you say something a little bit unpopular to everybody else, they all of them jump on you and be like, nah,
like you go through
the cancel. I'm like, yo.
Listen, you can't cancel me, bitch. I've been canceled. I cancel my fucking self, so I'm gonna say what the fuck I want.
It makes no fucking sense, though. Like, yo, we can have an opinion. Everybody can have their own opinion. We all don't have to agree, but that don't make us a coon. That don't make us mad shit they calling us.
All the reposting I've been doing the last couple days, I lost a good bit of followers. And I've had the lowest amount of views on my shit that I've ever had. And I'm just like, damn, like, people really don't want to hear about this shit or talk about it. Like, they tired of it. Like,
yeah.
And that's where I started when I got mad because you know what? When I say government and stuff like that, because they're going to do all this little light stuff for us and then everybody going to forget about it and then shit going to go back to normal. That's what upsets me.
To piggyback off of what you saying or all y'all saying, I feel like this whole George Floyd shit was a whole trend for last week. Like, mad people died since then and nobody's talking about that shit no more. Like, I had to ask my Facebook, like, are y'all still mad about George Floyd or did y'all forget? Are y'all okay now? Like, because we got to remember this shit's still going to happen. 10 years from now, this shit's still going to happen. What the fuck was y'all looting and rioting and protesting for? Because personally, I wanted to do the looting shit. It did not work out for me. You know, I'm from Brooklyn. So when the 2003 blackout shit happened, like I had to come up in the corner stores with my friends. Like we was in the corner stores stealing all the chips, the zebra cakes, the honey buns, all of that. So I'm like, boom, an opportunity like this ain't gonna happen until another 15 years or so. Like you don't get the chance to just be up in those stores looting. Mm-hmm. But yo, it didn't happen, you feel me? And then when I seen people going live and they was on with their face out, they got fingerprints and I'm like, you know the security cameras still work. So I'm like, you know what? It didn't work out for me. Thank God I ain't go. Thank God I wasn't a part of it. Cool. I tried to protest, right? I go out with one of my friends to the Barclays Center. There were no black people protesting. There were only white people.
Someone told me that, and I kind of feel bad because I took a, because the girl, she's Hispanic, my fault, and she just was kind of talking about the more negative side of the protest. She kept talking to me about that part. And it started from me, she was like, you know, it's mostly white people that's out there protesting. I'm like, yo, I don't even want to talk to her right now. But now that you're saying it, I guess like, you know, because I didn't, like I said, I could only go off of what I was seeing on my social feed. So, but
That's crazy. Tried to be outside and I tried to be positive. I go outside, it's majority white people. I'm not mad at the white people for protesting, but I feel like it should have been majority blacks and some white people. Mm-hmm. Why is it majority white? And then I'm going in a crowd. I'm like, yo, where the black people? They like, I'm trying to look for them too. And I'm like, damn, you dead ass. Like,
shit is sad.
I mean, yes I can't say sad, right?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you, you know, a lot of us kind of got criminal records and things like that. So it's hard for us to be out there and know what's going to happen to us when we out there. To be honest,
you a lot of the shit that's... Shit.
Nah, it's, they arresting niggas for whatever,
but
though.
But this is what I'm saying. During the civil rights movement, people was actually sitting in jail and going through the system because they were fighting for their rights.
Like, now, that's true, but everybody can't afford that. People got kids. People got people at home.
And not people aren't really like that.
I could agree. I could agree, but this is what I'm trying to show you, though. I feel like this is all a coy. Like, if it was majority black people outside, we would have been got hosed down and shot up. But since it's white people outside, I feel like the protesting looking real peaceful and nice and shit. Nice to see black power with the white people. Like, okay. Like, I just want, like, it's an opportunity for everybody to be outside and nobody really took it. You feel me? Because when right. I personally went out there, I feel like, yo, why are my people not outside? Why?
I feel like most of our people just kind of feel like the fight been over. Like, I'm talking to some people, I feel like, I got hope. I know that if people really come together with a plan, like I was talking about before, get our voices heard somewhere where it matters to make shit happen, then people will see things happening or, like, see, like, you know, seeing more laws and stuff being passed on our behalf. And you see how everybody's talking about we need a black party. People gonna look out for the minorities and all that other stuff. Yeah, but... I'm sorry. I'm gonna catch back up. I'm sorry.
I mean, personally, at this point, like, I was all for, like, interracial friendships, interracial relationships. Now I'm about, like, segregation. Like, you could stay the fuck over there. I don't care.
I'm
like,
with it. I'm with it. I'm with you.
I personally feel like, boom. Black people been trying to get accepted for years now. Like, we done fought. We done fought for our rights to vote, fought for our freedom, fought for integration, and shit still popping off the same. Like, somebody just got lynched in a park. Yeah. Like,
and this is why I feel like people don't really care, like, to go out, because stuff is not going to change.
And me personally, I feel like we cannot fight to be accepted for laws that wasn't meant for us in the first place.
100%. I agree with you.
So at the end of the day, I'm not saying, like, I got problems with white people or anything. I don't got no beef. I done dated a white person. I'm just saying, you not meant for me. Your laws ain't meant for me. It's not meant to suit me. It's not meant to protect me. So I feel like black people find, like, a way to have our own government, our own law enforcement, our own community, because them Jews got it.
Represent us. Exactly.
Them Jews got it, so why can't we have it? And I don't understand. The Holocaust happened somewhere else, so you come to the United States, and then boom, you got reparations, and you got your own police, your own hospitals, and all sorts of shit. I feel like black people should have been on that time, and now it's about that time.
We get on that Malcolm X time, and I said this.
That's a long, drawn out explanation, but
it's a long, drawn out explanation. But that don't mean it can't happen, because you know what I can't stand. I go on Facebook or some shit. I see somebody comparing slavery to the Holocaust, and it's like, bruh, we not gonna do that. Like, please just like stop playing with, like, me in my space right now. Like, what's worse and trying to have comparisons. Like, listen, that happened in that country. I'm talking about what's happening right now here and the history behind what's going on between blacks and whites and law enforcement and etc. So my whole thing is, if they could come here and Jews could come here and get their own shit, I feel like black people could be here and form their own shit as well. That's how I feel personally. Get me? So
I think
I'm all for what you said. I think I said this on my podcast too. If you break down the earth until its simplest form, which is nature, right, you would see that the wolves run with wolves, the lions are with lions, sharks swim with sharks. And I'm for separatism, bro. That's what Malcolm X was preaching, that, you know, we start investing heavy into our own economy, and that we start, like, a economic uprise. I mean, the only thing that I feel suppresses white supremacy, racism been around. First off, racism been around. It's gonna be around. Like I said, with the animals, everybody's separate. They supposed to take care of each other. I'm not jacking the whole inclusion thing. I feel like people, like, for example, like, You go to people at the Grammys, like, why all these white people winning these fucking awards? Da 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 da. It's their fucking award show.
But that's why they got like the awards.
We got the BET Awards.
Look at how we treat BET.
Exactly,
though.
Exactly. Look at how the fuck we treat BET.
We can't
BET.
Be like that.
We treating like the white people's shit is better than ours. The only thing that beats white supremacy, to me, is black supremacy. So if we go about our shit.
I said that I was like black people should just be like a little word, society where we all just get it together so we know how to
exactly.
Do it.
Black people take care of black people.
It's no black supremacy. I feel like black people need to feel like they have some supremacy, but we don't. Like, you know, because
look at our music. Our music says you ain't shit if you don't got this Louis Vuitton belt. You ain't shit if you don't got this Celine bag. You ain't shit. Like, their shit is fire, bro. Like, give me damn, I can't think of her name right now. What's Meek Mill girl?
Milano.
Give me a Milano shirt. High-end black fashion. I'll take that. But, you know, people are so caught up within
trends.
And then our music doesn't help us. And we look to them as our leaders.
And that's what I was saying, where I feel like black people feel like the fight is already done. Like, there's no hope. Everybody, what everyone's saying, what I literally keep saying is, what is marching going to do? What is it going to do? What is it? It's something. And then they'll be like, all right, so when marching's done, what are we going to do? All right, so somebody try something. Like I said, like you to what you said earlier, how much people died that day George Floyd died. You know how much people died that day?
In general, like, so how about he just got the most caught off of it because it was recorded. Like,
somebody should have got a platform. Yeah. If we had a black platform to be like, all right, everybody who got some police brutality that happened, that got lost somebody to police brutality on this day, come up and go on live and say that shit. So then we will really see, damn, it's a lot of people. Like, it'll make a different impact. But no one's kind of like... Someone gotta start something.
Like, no funny shit. I've been asking my questions, telling people like, yo, we outside, what we doing? And it's like nothing is popping off on my Facebook. Nobody's saying nothing on my Instagram. There's a few people I could say that, you know, like, I feel like posts matter. Like, people think, okay, social media don't really mean shit, but it makes an impact.
It does.
Like, at the end of the day, I know for a fact personally, when I talk about certain things on my social media, that's when I get the most clout. When I start twerking and doing certain shit on my Instagram, that's when niggas hit me up the most. But as soon as I start talking about important shit, people don't really pay attention. Me personally, I'm always talk my shit. I don't give a fuck though.
Right.
If I'm passionate about something, I'm gonna go on my story and I'm gonna talk my shit. Mm-hmm. So when I be asking people like, yo, what's up? What we doing to make a change? And as a podcaster, I personally be feeling a way like this other fellow podcasters, like, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna say to make a change? Because we have a platform to do something and people decide to talk about other shit. And it's just like,
there's duality. Like, I think something I always say, life is about balance. So you gotta have balance, right? Like, you can't just fully engulf yourself in all of this shit 24/7. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to just take it on emotionally.
It's triggering.
Like, it's tough.
But as a black woman, I gotta take this shit on emotionally. I live this shit. I feel this shit. You feel me? I feel it.
And that's why I want other cultures to start the conversation within their families. Like, that's what I was talking to the girls at work. Like, start, like, everyone want to talk about what their mothers want. Like, a lot of girls, and I've heard this, I have Puerto Rican family. I could talk about because we be around them, so we see how I've heard things. Like, they wouldn't date black guys and they darker than me. You understand, like, I'm saying, but I don't hold nothing against you. Then I'm talking to some Spanish girls at work and they're like, you know, my mother's told me like not to date black guys because the skin will come out. I've heard that from all other cultures. You understand why she said? Because they're more susceptible to getting hurt in the street or bothered, or it's just because, you know, being dark skin, all this other stuff. But we born like this. How you think we feel?
Yeah.
So in 20 and two other generations, your mother has no say in what your granddaughter and who your granddaughter is going to procreate with. She can be with a black man. So something got to change. What's going to change? Some people got to talk within their families. Get your family to start moving different. Your friends to start thinking different. You can't act and do certain kind of things. Like, you know, like, I don't know.
Like, for example, right? I have one of my brothers. My brother and my sister on my father's side, they date like Dominicans, Puerto Ricans. My brother loved white women, Spanish women. So I'm like, I'm not really close-minded to dating outside my race, but I just can't relate. So when I personally had my experience with it, I just felt like, yo, I'd rather just date a black man, and I don't want to be open to all other cultures because you don't relate to me. It's sad to say, like, when it comes to black men, before, when I was growing up, because I was darker, I felt like black men didn't really like me. It's when I got older and you started being sexy on Instagram, where niggas that used to pick on me in middle school, now y'all want to talk to me. And it's like, bro, I thought y'all wasn't attracted to my kind. You feel me? So now I was dating a white dude, and it's like, I had put up a status one time, and I said some shit like, I feel like black men didn't want me when I was younger, but you know, now mm-hmm. that I'm loving myself and you see me a certain way, that's when y'all fuck with me. The white dude reposts my shit. And I'm like, yo, how the fuck you gonna repost my shit and try to make a comment on black life? Like, you don't know what it's like to be me or be a black man, but you're saying like, oh, I've been loving black women. I've been liking black women. I've been appreciating y'all. But this situation happened and he's not like out here saying squat. Like, he has okay. a comment on everything right. else prior to the George Floyd, the looting, the rioting, the protesting. But it's like, now it's your time as a person outside the race to speak your truth and, you know, like, you know,
and
come
that's
out.
Where I
You're not
my
saying
problem.
Nothing. So I feel like now I've just been sexual. I feel disgusted with myself. I feel like I've been sexualized. Like I was a fetish to someone, which I'm not mad at because I was fetishizing this white man too. Like, I wanted to try what was going on. But it's like, you're saying that you love black women and this, that, and third, and You really don't understand.
And
I feel like
that's where it all lies.
Can I jump in that? Because yeah. I got my own story. So I was at work the other day, right? And this white nurse, she came up to me and she had like a hypothetical. I'm the only black man in my department, right? Mm-hmm. So she has a hypothetical for me and this other black lady, right? And she says that she has I don't know if it was her friend or she was talking about herself. But the red in her eyes make me believe she was talking about herself. And she said that she had these friends who are black. She's white. And the friends, you know, they everybody's tight. And then this shit happened with George Floyd. And they were looking for her to do more, like to post whatever. And, you know, she's in the group chat. She's saying like, oh, yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible how they treat black people. But she doesn't take the time to, like, post anything or anything like that. So she was asking, she was like, am I wrong for not doing that? And, you know, the other lady, she's like, no, if you're not doing stuff like that on social media, you don't have to. She's Italian. No, the black lady?
No, who asked her, who jumped in and said, no, you don't got
to
do
that. The black lady said that to her. And but she's older though. She's like 60. Then they came to me and like, what you think? I'm like, that's dead wrong. Like, you have an obligation as somebody who has black friends to post something, to say something.
Yeah.
If not, it makes me feel like me
you
personally.
Don't care.
Like, not only do you not care, but you cool with supporting us behind in private me. Because it affects your agenda.
Uh-huh.
Are you hiding something from your white friends? Are you hiding that from your black
family?
Right. Family. You don't want your family to see you support black people?
And that's the thing. It's like, I can't sit here and say that the dude is racist or anything because he does have a black child. Like, he does have black friends. But it's like, you want to be down with the nigga shit until it's time to be a fucking nigga. Like, I don't know. I personally don't know what the fuck son does on his personal time, but I just felt like as a black woman, you claim you love black women so much, this, that, and third, you're not out in the field, but you want to be mm-hmm. out in the field to look gangster every other time with the other black people, with the people in the hood, but you not trying to be, you know,
right.
pro-black, positive black, right. You know what I'm saying? When it's everything else, it's, oh, I got niggas.
I'm with that shit.
But when it's like, you know, some shit,
your
skin tone could change something. Like, your skin tone could actually change something. Who you are and what you represent as a white person could actually change something if you was to actually say something for us at a time like this. Because you take your fucking opportunity and your clout on Instagram to speak on every other time about interracial relationships and your black friends and this, that, and the third, saying that you outside, but now you not outside. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like,
yeah, they're wrong not because he's wrong not because he don't want to post. I think it's because he just don't get it.
He just don't get it.
And that's what a lot of them don't get.
Mm-hmm. So that's where he's wrong, right? Like, trying to understand is a thing. Like, mm-hmm. if people want to comprehend, they would ask questions. They would mm-hmm. be like, well, what do you think I should say? Like, why do you think I should say that? Like, at least show that interest. But if you ain't showing that, then you're dead wrong. That's why I think he's dead wrong for that.
A lot of people don't know. A lot of people are ignorant to shit, and they really just don't know.
And then I feel like...
Oh, no. I was just going to say, like, I have a friend who... Her name's Noemi. Shout out to Noemi. She's so sweet. She's Dominican. And I appreciate her because when I first met her at my old job, we sat down one time and we had a real in-depth talk about like her views and her experiences with black women, my experiences with other women who are light and who are Hispanic. And, you know, it was a good conversation because she asked me questions. She's like, you know, I'll walk in a spot and, you know, I remember one time I was with this black guy and we sat behind these two black girls. And from when I walked in, they were looking at me crazy. They were, you know, the girl was bumping me with her chair and, you know, they were just doing a lot. And I was like, you know what? Some people, not everyone's like that, you know, and vice versa. We were just going off stories. But just to boil down to it, it's like the people who came to you at your job. Mm-hmm. We as people need to be comfortable enough to talk to other people and not freak out on them so that they can ask their questions. Cause some people really don't know.
Yep.
I saw someone online exactly. really asking, yo, what is systematic oppression? I really do not know. I'm not trying to offend anybody. And just by how they were responding, I really believe this person was really asking. This is just a regular nobody, mm-hmm. just a regular person online on Twitter. And they're like, yo, I don't really understand. The,
you some gotta people, make people, you gotta feel teach comfortable them.
To they talk. Bombed her, right?
Tell them.
They bombed
her. They bombed the person. See? Are you dumb? Google it. Da, da, da. Just explain it. Say it. You can tell someone, yo, you know that's ignorant. I've had someone at my old job, a Cuban. I forgot how we got onto
but
the topic.
I don't know how was it ignorant from asking how. Exactly. Why?
But we like, don't make them feel comfortable enough to do that.
We don't make them
to
feel
do
comfortable
that.
To
some people don't.
But you,
yeah, some people.
But you see, personally with me, like, if I'm going back and forth with somebody, I stand strong and 10 toes on my shit about what I say because I be researching, going through my personal experiences. Mm-hmm. So if I have something to say, it's because I looked at it from all points of views mm-hmm. and now I formed my own opinion. You get mm-hmm. what I mean? So now if you're going to try to argue with me about my own opinion, tell me what it is that you went through. Tell me what it is exactly. that you know so I can learn more. You feel me? And if you don't got that, I am not going to change how I feel. So if I ask you why, it's nothing ignorant because I'm willing to learn. Mm-hmm. Don't try to bash me because mm-hmm. I'm not understanding
so,
what
and
you're
a
saying.
Lot of people get offended with that word ignorant. Maybe, and that's another thing, people got to be careful with their words. It's okay to say, oh, maybe you're just unaware. Sometimes people be so ready to be raw and hard and harsh with everything. You got to like understand certain people need to be treated differently to receive a message. Like sometimes you gotta like either not talk to them or just bite the bullet and really just, all right, let me really take my patience with this person and talk to them. Like right. let me really just, all right. And you just like tapping your foot like, oh, this person's really slow as fuck, but I'm gonna take my time because you see they kind of getting it or whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta learn how to talk to people, make people That's feel true. Comfortable. I had a girl at my old job. I forgot what I said. She overheard me, small office, and she turned around. She was like, you sound real ignorant. And I looked at her and I asked bitch. Her, I said, how do I sound ignorant? You know, I really forgot what it was. And she, you know, the way she answered me, she didn't give me, I gave her a little attitude, but she knows that she came at me. So she calmed down. She was like, no. I really forgot what it was, but she started talking about, she's Cuban, I thought she was white, she's Cuban. She was like, her grandmother, who lives in Cuba, is darker than me, you know what I'm saying? It was a race comment I made, and I was like, you know what, you're right. I'm unaware of certain shit, so what I said did sound ignorant. Some people gotta admit when they're wrong. Some white people do not like to admit, are like not this. Even admitting to anything. Some Spanish people don't wanna admit to the shit. Know where you're fucking wrong.
Where you find her? There's a lot of accountability here. I like that. I mean, I like that.
No, for
Very
real.
Mature.
You gotta throw yourself.
Very mature.
I don't know. People gotta try something.
Like I said, I do have sure. extended family that is Dominican, Cuban, because mm-hmm. my siblings do procreate with these people.
Procreate.
They procreate. Like majority of my nieces and nephews are half Hispanic, half Latino. Right. So I have a
and I love the mix. I love the mix.
I love the food. I'm not mad at that. But we not gonna act like they not racist at times. Like you know what I'm saying. We just not gonna act like
yo.
That.
But
and I feel like what's been going on as far as the Latino / Hispanic community, as far as like, remember we was going back and
forth. Yeah, we was going back
about how they ran the five kids out of Dykeman and shit like that. My whole thing is I understand what y'all getting at and how y'all getting at, but y'all want to use the word nigga, but most of y'all don't identify as black. So if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to identify yourself as black, don't use the word nigga. Like, you can run them out, but you ain't have to, like, you got to understand the history about the black kids getting ran out of the white neighborhoods and certain neighborhoods because they were darker skin. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's five of y'all, five black kids, and it's all of y'all, and it's like, get the fuck out of here. I got the machetes. You got the bats. What the fuck was y'all really going to do?
And they was running down.
Y'all was running down. You feel me? Now, it would have been different if, like, a hood mobbed, like, Ford had mobbed into Dykeman or some shit. And now it's time to really pop off. I can understand that type of timing. But it's like, you ain't have
but
to do
you,
all of that.
If you grew up in the Bronx like me, you already know that that's always been a thing, right? Like, especially when it comes to, like, gang-related stuff. Like you have DDP. Mm-hmm. You had, like, your Spanish gangs where that was their M.O., So you already know how that give it up.
I have an unpopular opinion when it comes to that, and this is when me and Sash was arguing. And
I love unpopular.
And I got bombed on Twitter and Instagram and all places for that, right? So I said they're within their right to do whatever the fuck they want to do. How I said, yo, you can't tell a block how to go about their block. You can't go to a neo-Nazi neighborhood and say, yo, you can't do this with black people. No, you can't do that. They'll be like, yo, get the fuck out of here. This is about our hood. We can do whatever the fuck we want to do.
That's true.
So, whatever comes with that,
right,
comes with that. So if they come back with the whole hood, like, yo, we gonna fuck up this whole Dykeman, they within their right too. You have to live with that. But people was bombing me like, no, they can't do that. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do. It's their block.
I understand.
But whatever comes with that, comes with it.
As a person from the, all right, for example, like being in Brooklyn be beefing heavy. So that's like.
Right,
cool.
See?
I live in Brownsville now and I'm from Flatbush. So, you know, I'm cool with the other side, right? But that don't mean I'm not cool with people in Canarsie. So now if I come in there, everybody know I'm affiliated with that side. It's like, get the fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can understand because I ain't grow up over there. Cool. But you're not going to like. Like, it was more so a race thing. And I'm just like, okay, it's one thing if it's gang shit, but it was, like, more so a race thing. Like, you see five black kids, and you automatically think looting and rioting. You thought racial, that was racial
profiling.
Sometimes
those things are mutually
exclusive.
Yeah,
they are
mutually
exclusive.
Because people know that there's a race thing between Hispanics and black people, I feel like that video, I feel like social media, the media was trying to really change the narrative at a time where people weren't even talking about that. And you see, they jumped from the Hispanics, not, remember, we was all, everybody together, white people, da da da. And then one day it was just this video came out, and then it turned straight to that for like 2 days. And then after that, everyone on the internet started talking about colorism.
Right.
And then it turned into a colorism thing. I really feel social media just was and that just goes
to how
it really twisted the whole shit. And I was really like, yo, I'm really disgusted by some of y'all. Yes, we know it's true. I spoke to two Spanish girls who told me about the mother telling them not to have babies with black people, da da da. And I spoke to two other Spanish girls, like, yeah, they do say that, but that's not gonna stop me. My boyfriend black. I have a cousin that's darker than me. I have black people in my family. We got black in us. You know, everybody got their own, they different opinion, but I'm sorry, I gotta take my time.
No, that's all right.
No, what you was gonna say?
I was just gonna jump in and just say simply, I'm just of the militant mindset. I'm not worrying about whatever fucking race is doing. Whatever other race is doing, I'm worried about being black, handling my black life, being with my black
like
wife.
Like you said, we trying to force people to be black.
Right. Stop like, who the fuck cares? I'm not worrying about what other people think of us. I don't think, if they be like, yo, these people are mad fucking ghetto, right? Who the fuck cares? Like, you know when everybody had the fucking camera and they was like, oh, make sure you show the white people throwing the flames at the cop cars. Who the fuck cares at this point? They think what they think of it for 400 fucking years. So one more day is not gonna fucking make a difference. Live your life, do whatever the fuck you wanna do, be black, worry about black people and black people things, support black business, and that's that. Man, I'm not worrying about that.
But don't stop recording. Get your
That's a fact. That's
my
a fact.
Got
no, no, no. Stop recording. Beat them the fuck up.
Yeah,
no,
slap
beat them the fuck
up. Something.
Fuck y'all recording for.
And it
beat
could
them
get them
the fuck
like
up,
last
bro.
Time riding around with my homegirl, every time she see a cop patting someone down, it's like she's so on it. She's like, slow down, Chrissy. They patting down a black cop. I'm like, what? She's like, nah, you never know. But this is the times where we gotta be on it for our people. We gotta see when these niggas is doing stuff wrong. I'm like,
it's something though. Something is better than nothing.
Why do we care what they think? Why the fuck do we care?
That's the thing. The where people start doing stuff for the wrong reasons. We're doing it just to keep doing it. Like, people think that, so there's some people who really feel like this shit just started happening.
Right.
Or it's not bad. So that's why I feel like it's okay to keep recording. But when, but like you said, for the right reasons, like, people are just doing it. Oh, look at the white people. They're doing it. Da, da, da. Just like you said, they really gonna think whatever the fuck they want.
Yo, you think I'm an animal anyway, I will beat you the fuck up.
Right.
Since I'm an animal anyway, I will beat you the fuck up like one. Don't play with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's about don't play with me. Like,
don't fucking play with
right.
me.
Right. I love that quote. Just don't play with me. Fuck what you talking about.
Hello.
I'm not acting civilized because you white. I will beat you the fuck up
too.
The fuck we talking about?
They putting people in the right situation.
Respect me as a human. Fuck
no
all
one
that.
I know has got tested by a Karen or a Tom yet, and I keep saying it's for the right reasons. It's not out here. They testing the right people. I'm telling y'all.
For example, my friend moved out to Wilkes-Barre, PA. That shit out there is racist. He worked in Walmart. They called him nigger in his face. as a cashier. And I'm like, you know, God, like, my patience get really tested being out here. Like, I had to deal with, like, ghetto bitches, hood bitches. I had to deal with my hood a lot of times. People in school bullying me. Like, I grew up, I was a nice person growing up. I was quiet.
The streets turned me sour.
I have to really put that out there. Like, I was really nice growing up. And I felt like, due to the fact that I was so quiet, people kept on trying me until I really blew up one day and beat the shit out of some bitch because she tried to bully me. And then after that, I've just been on bully time ever since, because it's like, when you're respectful and you're nice to people, they walk all over you. And I experienced that to this day. I realized when you treat people with respect and integrity, they think you pussy.
Exactly.
But when I put on that, when I go on my story,
not all the time, yeah.
Nah. I'm telling you that because I got tested through friendships, through relationships, through just dealing with people
for someone who deal with it all the time, it is all the time. And then once you do it, you gotta be on bully time all the time. And people just gonna hate you for it after, or just not like you. And it's just like, people, you gotta understand, and I deal with it all the time, so you gonna catch energy.
And then on top of having this aggressive attitude, bitches really hate me for less. Like, I could be humble. If I got a fat butt and a man is looking at me, it's like, boom, now you wanna target me. And then now I'm over here being humble, and it's like, you really got a problem. And I really gotta tell you, bitch, it's not my fault you insecure, and curse you out and hit you on
social media. But why you have to say that?
Always on bully time.
Why you feel you have to say that?
Because I have to say that, because it's like, let me just give you an example. I'm over here.
Wait, are we moving on to the Vince? Because I'm going to have my own.
Nah, we got majority of this time speaking about this.
All right.
I'm just personally saying, like, this is why I understand the rioting that's been going on. As a person who sit back and I allow people to do what I, like, if a person comes at me a certain way, right, I could say, like, listen, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I could be adult enough and say, like, you know, I don't like what you did. If you do it again, it's like, okay, maybe you have the issue here. But the third, fourth time, it's like, nigga, am I pussy? I just told you I ain't like something, and you gonna continue over and over and over again to play me. You know what I'm saying? So now when I actually blow the fuck up, it's a problem. Like,
or
listen,
when people know something knows what's gonna get you tight, and they just continue
on. And that's
on.
Passive aggression. People don't understand passive aggression. I'm really aggressive, and I'm really like that. But I don't show it, because I know my capability of my anger and where I could go with shit. I could really volley
you.
I'm
a lot calmer.
Like, I am calm, but that's what I'm saying. I could really volley you, and I could really go overboard, and I know my anger and my limitations, so I'll be holding it down, you feel me? And if I explain to you humbly, like, yo, I didn't like this, and you continue to get what you get after that. And I keep telling people, like, yeah, sometimes I overreact on certain things, but I also could take accountability and responsibility.
And that's the most important part.
Exactly. So once I take the accountability and the responsibility of saying how I'm wrong and when I know I'm wrong, now I could eat that. You feel me?
Like, but when you make the clean out comment.
Okay.
What's the inside joke?
You took accountability for that.
All right. So last night I was talking to some nigga, and basically, like, you know, I don't know how to flirt like that. Like, I feel like
you don't say.
Okay. When I really like a person, I turn big old idiot. Like, I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to be all cute and like, you know, it's either if I'm trying to fuck, I'm trying to fuck. If we're trying to talk, we're trying to talk. I don't know how to do the in-between, like, you know what I'm saying? And then
you know how to do it.
I know how to do it. I know how to do it if I don't like you. You feel me?
I believe you.
Because at the end of the day, I know I could get you. So I'm saying all of this shit, and, like, you know, I'm talking my shit. But when I actually like you, it's like a different feeling of, like, being submissive. So I really don't know. I be blushing and shit. Like, I don't know. So long story short, we going back and forth, and I guess I said a little joke. The nigga said, fuck out of here with your deep ass voice. So I said, fuck out of here.
Wait. We missing a part. How did you get to that point? You cannot skip that. Why would he say that?
Okay, so basically I shared a meme, and I said, this is how you be. And he said, fuck out of here with your deep ass voice.
What
so,
was the meme?
I gotta say all of that.
What was the meme? Accountability, right? We talking accountability.
We'll provide context, but if you don't want to.
Is it a disrespectful meme? That's all you gotta know.
It's not a disrespectful meme.
But it was enough for him to take it as disrespectful?
It was light humor. It was a funny meme. I'm not gonna say all of it, but it was a funny meme, and I'll be like, you feel me? So he was like, fuck out of here with your deep ass voice, but he said it in a jokingly manner. So my ass turned around and said, fuck out of here.
It had to be something about him being sensitive or something.
Send right. Niggas be sensitive sometimes.
All right, so I said, fuck out of here with your fat ass moms.
He wasn't sensitive.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't being sensitive. What? He wasn't being sensitive.
What?
Why are you shooting at me? Why
his
mom's got
he
a
said straight? My voice was deep. Like,
why?
Nigga,
you why? You were going for the moms, bro.
Why mom's got
so
a straight,
basically, though? I said his moms look like Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
This
had a
bitch
great
right pool. Here. This bitch right
and
here.
She on like demon time, bro.
Yeah, like she about to crack. And I said, you know, she looked like a hungry, hungry hippo. And he posted his moms for Mother's Day. Like, his social media is deactivated right now. But I said his moms look like a hungry, hungry hippo.
Bitch,
that's not funny, man.
It's fucked up, but she apologized.
So I'm like, okay, your
but
mom,
you violated first.
And then this is what happened. I felt the way about my voice. Like, everybody knows I got a deep voice. I take accountability for my deep voice, okay? Like, I still got all the pussy in the world. I got a deep ass voice. I sound like Pop Smoke, so I came at him. You know your mom's is fat, but baby. I can't change my deep voice. That's it. I can't change it. You feel me? So if I'm out here sounding like Remy Ma, I sound like Remy Ma. Fuck it. You feel me?
Baby.
So now he's sounding. Now he said all of that, and I got triggered. Like, fuck out of here. I got picked on about my deep voice when I was young. So you ain't have to say all of that to me over
the
meme.
He got picked on about his mom.
Fuck that shit. How his mom could get triple bypass surgery.
Oh,
but that's
my
not the point.
God.
I don't give a fuck. So now I'm like, you know what? I probably did too much. So I said, fuck
probably? Go ahead.
So I'm like, I probably did too much. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let me say sorry. Let me go
did
say
you, did
sorry.
Did you say sorry or I apologize? There's a difference.
I said my fault.
Nah. I'm not jacking it.
I like this accountability talk that we on.
I love
you hit him with a my bad?
I'm not jacking it. My fault? No.
At the end, I'm sorry
for dissing your mom.
Oh, you said my fault.
That's not accountability.
Bro,
that's not accountability.
That is a form of sorry.
I posted the messages in my story. I said, my fault. I probably did too much, but you started it first.
Oh, God.
My fault.
You started? My fault, right, but you
babe,
started?
The last sentence didn't need to come in.
No,
but you took accountability. That you did too much.
At the end of the day, once I started talking about his mother, he started talking about my mother. He said, fuck out of here, your mom's.
You know, once you added the...
Yo, mama.
Because you said my fault, but I did it because you were talking about me first. You void the whole sorry. Like, that's it. Like, I went on...
It's not an apology. It's a reason why you did what you did.
I took accountability as
fuck.
Listen, can you understand women?
Yo, Sash, you came on our show. You know we jacked this accountability shit every episode.
I said my fault. Like, listen, I'm from Brooklyn. At the end of the day, I'm from New York. My fault means I'm sorry. What you want me to do? Suck your dick? Because I ain't suck your dick yet. It's been this quarantine. I probably owed a nigga pussy, and I'm not giving it to him now. But still, at the end of the day, I am not going to be extra. I said what I said,
and I said my fault about it.
You feel me? I took it too far by saying the mama joke. But, like, at the end of the day, you hit a sore spot for me. And I hit a sore spot for
him.
So, at the end of the day, you started talking about my mother. I said your mother needs triple bypass surgery, and she needs to hold on a sore in the butt.
Oh my God.
It sounds like you're learning new shit about this too.
It's just like I forgot shit, about certain things. I don't think I should have brought up that example.
Who started with the mother jokes? Him or you?
I did.
He did.
You started with the mother jokes.
I'm Jamaican though.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, on Humbly Arrogant, we talk about accountability. every single episode we talk about accountability. We had Sasha on there with a real deep, in-depth conversation about accountability. And she's working on it. So let's just say she's working on it.
But I did say sorry though.
You said my fault.
All right, my fault as a Brooklyn,
because you,
as a Brooklyn and a New York native.
Does he know you though? Have y'all known each other for a while? Because I sometimes feel like you should give. We grown now, but sometimes you gotta give a pass to certain people because you know how they are. Everybody's a work in progress to the day we die. We know how some people. He know that you could. You say the wrong thing, Sasha gonna come at me hard. So you know he probably. We gotta just, you know. Y'all sipping kind of hard. Like.
They both could have displayed a little more patience.
You know.
However,
he ain't have to.
Let me tell you what it sounds like when you apologize the way you did, right?
My fault.
My fault, but you hit a soft spot with me. It sounds like, yo, I ain't mean to shoot you, but
you shot me.
You were standing in the corner, so I had my gun on me.
Once you say
like,
butt,
what?
It's over. Yeah, me, how I register it? When you put the butt.
I just wanted him to see my point of view. Like, at the end of the day, I got bullied by my deep voice. Like, at the end of the day, I got, like, it's a trigger.
Did you say this?
Huh?
You said all this to him?
What? Yeah, after though. I talk about this, my deep ass voice all the time. Like, yeah, bitch, I got a deep voice. What happened? This deep voice bitch could take him in. I said that in my story mad times. Like, bitches always, like, listen, when people don't got nothing to say, they automatically, boom, your deep voice. You can't call me bummy. You can't call me broke. Like, if you want to call me ugly, you can if you want to. But I know personally I'm not ugly and I pull niggas and I'm confident. You feel me? So you can't say that either. So now it's like, boom, your deep ass voice. And that's a fucking trigger for me because I got bullied by that.
Okay, this is a raging rant. You know, I'm ready to go now. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Growing up in New York, niggas going to cut your ass for whatever.
That's true. That's our thing. That's our thing.
And that's the thing. Don't try to cut if you can't get cut.
Like, no.
At the end of the day, you want to cut your ass.
He cut that ass,
now,
though.
He cut your ass back,
and now you mad.
Yeah, all right.
He poked me, and I extended his smile, so now I'm laughing. So we supposed to You poked me, I extended that smile. You were supposed to laugh. You ain't laugh because you tight.
Yeah, but now you like.
So you had me tight, now I got you tight. What happened?
But
you
now you
know, look at that energy. You see that energy? Like, I'm on demon time. What's up? Like, no, that's not even like funny. Like,
I owe the nigga some pussy, but he not getting it no more.
If I was a dude, and I know you owe me some pussy, I wouldn't even want you to see me so mad.
Let me tell you something. I keep saying this time and time again. I owe mad people pussy.
She does say that. She does say that.
He was one of those people that it could have potentially happened if I decided to go back outside and bust some pussy open because I felt.
But because he cut your ass, he out the running.
No. I mean, maybe.
Accountability. That's accountability. Yeah.
At the end of the day, he ain't accept my apology. Like,
that's accountability.
So he might come back around.
I mean, some people
come around.
Because he cut your ass. So rather than coming back around to getting that joke.
I feel like for you, it's because he took it so, he started bitching about it. Like, he got all sensitive and got all, just like if y'all, like you said, if y'all keyed about it after, you know, he would have still been somewhere on the roster. But like, when it's a nigga like that, it's like.
But it's like, I said, fuck out of here. Your mom's is a hungry, hungry hippo. Yeah, he said, suck my dick. So now I'm like, okay,
really? He gotta go hard for mama. Okay.
All right, so yeah, he said,
mama, your choice of jab.
Wait, did he abbreviate it or did he write it out?
Like, no, he was on the phone. He said, suck my dick. And I said, oh, suck your dick now. It's not that deep, but since we going there, your mom's look like a fucking Humpty Dumpty egg that fucking fell and cracked, and she look like the yolk is running out. And I just
Niggas go hard for mommy.
I don't give a fuck.
Niggas go hard for mommy.
Wait, who else got a rant? Because I'm curious now. Like, now.
I can't compete with
I can't compete on shit either. That shit was fire, though. I ain't gonna. That shit was fire. That wasn't even her rant, though.
I wasn't even my rant. We didn't even get to rant. Like, you're the only person that ran. We wrote off that topic, and now it's
right,
back
to demon
me.
Time.
I feel like our second rant was accountability. People don't like to accountability
y'all.
Was the second rant.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'm grown, so I know when I'm wrong about something. Mm-hmm. Like, I always like to, like I said before, I stand 10 toes about how I feel and what I do. I make sure if I violate you, I stand on me violating you till 10 years later. Like, if you want to violate me bad, go ahead. I'm not mad because I already violated you. So if you want to come at me, cool. I took accountability because I knew what the fuck I was doing when I did it. Now, in this situation, I got triggered and I triggered the fuck back. Now, it's like I probably did a little too much. I did a little too much with the mother joke. I could have said, fuck out of here, nigga. You got a crease in your Air Force. I could have said that, but, you know, I
wasn't good enough.
I got a question. Now that you understand you accountability and you recognize this, right? And you said you feel some kind of way about your voice. What steps are you taking to not be as triggered when somebody says something about your
voice?
We
got to work on ourselves. That's right.
Now we have to get to, that's accountability.
Let me tell you something about myself. I'm very confident. As far as if you're gonna use my voice against me, like, nigga, you know I was just ranting about when bitches be talking about my voice in arguments. Why you gotta say all of that? You feel me? But now it's like, you know I'll be coming crazy. But at the end of the day, like I said, I am not gonna change my voice or put on a high pitch for no fucking nigga at the end of the day. I am not, if you call me 9 a.m. in the morning, I am not gonna take off my bonnet or my head tie or my stocking cap to put a wig on to suit you. I don't give a fuck. You feel me? At the end of the day, you want to talk to me, you want to accept me how I am. Because I have to accept y'all niggas for what y'all worth. You feel me? Half the time, y'all niggas don't be spending no fucking money. But I talk to y'all anyway because y'all be having good conversation. Do I sit here and watch your fucking pockets? No. Don't watch how I look.
I'm cutting you off. Again.
So you answer the FaceTime with the baldy?
I could answer the FaceTime with my stocking cap.
She does.
My head tie. Like, at the end of the day, if I sound like Pop Smoke, niggas be pop broke because y'all be trying to talk to me.
Again, Sash. Again. What steps are you taking to when people say something about your voice and you get triggered that you calm yourself down before you attack? This is growth. Now that is called growth.
Growth is okay. Okay, bitch. This is the growth. Okay, bitch. I know I got a deep ass fucking voice. What happened?
She's not accountable. What happened? Bro. I give up. I did take accountability.
I know I got a deep voice. What happened?
That is.
No, that, you're still getting triggered. But
I'm not.
She's getting triggered still.
We want growth.
We want growth from
that
you.
That is not triggering.
We want growth.
Triggering is when I used to pop on people for saying I got a deep voice. So now I rocked your jaw. Now it's
no,
like,
you're
nigga,
just older now.
Now it's like, nigga, fuck out of here, your mom jokes. Now it's like, all right, fuck out of here. I got a deep voice, deep ass voice, and what?
Ladies and gentlemen, she's still triggered.
What happened?
This is unaccountability. This is what we talk about on my show. I want you to work on yourself. I want you to work on not being angry.
What you need to
just
say.
I just took accountability for my damn voice.
She grew. She grew from beating bitches up to just being verbally
aggressive.
There's more growth to do.
Thank you.
Exactly.
There it is. Okay. There it
now,
is.
Now, since
yo, what's up with Brooklyn though? Like, niggas is like mother jokes?
What?
Like, that's all we did all day.
Niggas in Brooklyn say suck my dick to women?
Women say suck my dick to niggas.
Is that a Brooklyn thing?
I mean, I think so. Because if y'all feel like y'all don't hear it,
I don't hear that shit, bro.
That's a New York thing.
I don't hear suck my... Well, you gotta really say some disrespectful shit. Like, I don't hear women's... Nah.
They should just say suck my dick for anything these days. I see something, I just be like, suck my dick sometimes too. But you gotta know, I know that as of late, a lot of niggas been taking that shit to heart. So you gotta watch what you say to these niggas nowadays. But certain people, you know, you got your peoples, your bros. Suck my dick, nigga. You talking crazy to me. You know, little
nah.
Here's the thing where I'm from, right? Uptown.
Uh-huh.
If you abbreviate it, it's a joke.
Okay.
But if you say it out, it's a fight.
And this,
that's the difference. Like, right.
Niggas will say some shit like
SMD. Like,
nah, to me, for us, like, my homies say some shit like, yo, go get a napkin. They'll say some shit like that. Right.
Right. All right. So basically, due to the fact that I have a lot of brothers and shit like that, I grew up with a lot of niggas. Like, anybody who knows me, I don't have a close, really close relationship with my sisters because I grew up with my brothers a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So our personalities is something alike.
Gangster.
So personally, I'm not telling you suck my dick as far as just a joke. I'm telling you to suck my dick as far as I'm.
So when you say you're not playing, you're saying because you mean it.
I'm saying
it
because I mean it.
It's like when someone says like gun out, let's use it.
Like how push a door?
No. At the end of the day, I could say suck my pussy or whatever.
Nah,
it don't hit right.
But it don't hit right.
Nah, I know. Niggas will be like when.
Because
right, suck my dick. I want to hurt your feelings.
For example, when a nigga say bitch to a woman, it's like this. Bitch, shut up. It's like, I could probably eat that. But when you suck my dick, bitch, I'll be like, what, nigga?
And you see what they saying? It's probably a Brooklyn thing, because sometimes, like, I have a lot of guy friends, and you know, little bitch done slipped out their mouth once or twice.
Yeah,
they slip. It was purposeful. And you know, I hit back with
nigga.
Wait, a lot of
different words and other terminologies. And I don't take it all.
Wait. Now, y'all made a meme, I think I saw on Spiritual World, where it was 1,000 ways to say bitch. And everything means
like,
a different
bitch,
one.
Bitch, bitch.
Right.
Bitch, stop playing.
Right.
Bitch. Yeah, like bitch, it's time to pop.
So you saying guys can't use that at all? Because they can mean it in a term of endearment.
Listen.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
boom.
My bitch.
Yeah, like, yo, that's my bitch.
Let me explain to you,
yeah,
right?
Man, shut up.
The niggas like, you say that as niggas I've known for over, like, literally 10 years. Like, it's a handful of dudes I know for 10 years.
All right.
Ain't nobody I just knew, like, if I was chilling with y'all next weekend and y'all was like, damn, bitch, I would have been like, okay, watch it.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Because we just met.
And it's about the comfortability of the person. I said this in my story a couple days or a couple weeks. I think it was last week. I said, listen, I hate when people come at me and say, how come black people could say nigga, and then when white people say it's
I
a
hate
problem.
That fucking
or when,
question.
Oh, how fuck. Come you talk about, how come you refer to yourself as a bitch but get mad when a dude say it? Like, at the end of the day, it's not about you saying it, it's about how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a name at the end of the day. If me, you didn't establish that relationship, you're not going to call me that. Now, if me and my bro or me and my sis have an argument or a disagreement, be like, bitch, fuck out of here. We gonna talk at the end of the day. If you in the street and I barely fucking know you, you talk to me like, bitch. Now, if I run in your jaw...
But how do you... How
but
do
you,
you
say you said it in a different kind of way.
It's a different...
But how do you establish that?
I didn't establish the relationship. That's like, okay.
How do you establish that relationship?
That's like anybody playing with you.
Okay,
like, yo, I don't play
so
with you like that. I don't really
know
you.
Right? For example, right? if me and you are going back and forth, I don't really know you like that, right? Like, mm-hmm. we speak and I knew you for a couple months. But if you be like, yo, bitch, fuck out of here. We did not talk on a personal level. We did not talk on a level where it's like, I could accept the bitch yet. Like, I have to know you for a couple years to be like, fuck out of here.
And you would know because you were feeling your chest when they say it. It's like, all right, that didn't sit right with me. Like,
Sasha, now you know if I said it in a certain way, you'd be like, no, you're not paying it no mind.
No. This is what I mean, bro, right? If you say, bitch, fuck out of here, it's like, I know you, but I never gave you that comfortability to say it. You get what I mean? If your name is this, that, and third, and I say, nigga, I'm not saying, like, if we address each other as niggas, it's because we have, like, an understanding as black people, nigga. But if you tell me not to use the word nigga, I'm not going to use the word nigga on you. I'm going to just say, right. Man. Okay.
Just like the first time he called you bitch, you could be like, all right, nah.
Yeah, like, the first time you called me bitch, it's like, if I know you 4 years,
that's where you got to set the...
4 years, I got to set the tone. We got to set the tone in our relationship.
Can I give an example? All right, we didn't set the tone, right?
No, but she's saying, like, if it do come out, she would tell the person first, like, yeah.
I will tell it, like watch your mouth a little bit. Like,
right. All right, can I give an example? Let's say, me and you was talking on the phone, right? We didn't establish this, right? And then you said, yo, I need to get back at, I gotta get my ass back in the gym, I'm getting fat. I'll be like, oh, bitch, please. You'll feel some type of way?
It's not, no.
Exactly. And look at our relationship. Now say we cool. Like, it's not no, like.
And you know why I'm not mad at that?
That's a good time to slip the bitch in.
But that's exactly.
That's a good time to do that.
But let me tell you something.
It's not that niggas try to. It just comes out.
All right, so it comes out.
Right.
Like, let me tell you something. When I'm talking to one of my bros, right, like, I be on sometimes I be on girly time, and then sometimes I be on straight nigga time, and I be using lingo with these niggas all the time, like, everything. We be talking about bitches, and it be sound like we talking about bitches and nigga piece of meat type shit, the way they talking about the bitches to me, and I be like, all right, whatever. So now it's like, if I be, like, on the phone, I be forgetting that they really, like, a hood nigga. And I be like, bitch. Like, I be like, bitch. Yeah, like, yeah. And just slip up, like, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if we talking and we having a heated discussion, you're like, yo, fuck out of here, bitch. I'm like, what, nigga? You mad?
Nah, that's different. That's a heated discussion.
It's a heated discussion. Right. But it's like, I'm not mad at it based off of who you are. Now, Rome, I barely talk to you. So if you right. turn around and say, bitch, I'm like, nigga, who the fuck? But if he do it, it's like... Y'all both can't hit me with bitch because I don't identify as a bitch. I still have a name to exactly. the outsiders, so like mm-hmm. to my close people. Yeah, you could call me nigga. You could call me because we relate.
The word is only it only has an effect if you give it power.
Yeah.
If you don't give it power.
If you put too much power in your voice, now I got a problem.
Well, she the queen of that. You heard how she put the power in suck right. my dick? She like, yeah. suck my dick. Like, yeah, like
I'm
you violated me, bro.
Nah, because I'm talking with the intent to disrespect you. If you don't feel the bass in my voice when I tell you yeah. suck my dick or like, fuck out of here, nigga. Like, you got to hear it. Like, you hear it. Yeah. I'm like, bitch. Like, bitch. Like, bitch. Like,
wait, we got time to get a rant. Like, who got a rant? Let's jump in ours.
Jump into y'all rant. Y'all don't need to that. Didn't give us.
Oh, this is a Rager Rant episode.
Word.
We
just
gonna
call
it that. You know, we still want to do the segment with the secret stash. Like, you know, the people tell me their business and we fucking, you know, like.
You got an email? Or whatever.
I got a little DM.
So do your thing.
Yeah, do it. Pull it out. Start it up.
I'm gonna try to slide my rant in.
Those are the best things to do. All right.
Oh, we get to talk about it?
Yeah.
Or just her?
She's going to read about it and we all going to have to all go right, off that.
Cool. Let's do it.
All right. Hold on.
With
that. Those be good because people be going through some shit.
Names popped up on my live. I ain't seen
it. All right. So, person said, hey, Millie, I've been dating this woman for a couple of months and she's more financially advanced than me. I don't ask her for anything, but I always try to provide for her, although she doesn't need it. I want to provide. I've done changing my lifestyle to make more money in order to take care of her and even make myself look more of a man. Look like more of a man. She doesn't take anything from me, but as soon as we argue, she constantly reminds me that she doesn't need me. I know she doesn't need me, and I also don't want her to need me, but I want to have a purpose, and she's not allowing me to do that. I want to stay with her, but this makes me want to date a woman that's on my level instead because advanced bitches got an attitude problem.
Yo, we like just spoke about this, Rome. Yo, me and Rome just spoke about this. I'm going to let him handle that.
Women that are... super well financially off are a little bit psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. Because society has taught them that if you that well off, you don't need a nigga for nothing. especially a black woman.
That's single mama shit.
It's mm-hmm. nothing. Nah, it's nothing worse than the strong, independent black woman constantly telling you, "I'm a strong, independent black woman. I don't need a nigga for nothing."
I agree.
Like, that shit is emasculating.
It is.
Okay, I could agree on that, because on my page, on my Secret Sausage page, I said, you know, I feel like everybody needs somebody. You can't always be independent. Mm-hmm. Like, independence is a virtue, but you still need somebody. A man still needs a woman. A woman still needs a man, no matter how you take it. Like, people or be...
I feel like anyone should know it's wrong to beat that into a man's head. You can be financial.
Or a man needs a man, or a woman needs a woman.
However they choose to go.
LGBT.
LGBTQ, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. But I'm just saying generally, because you don't hear LGBT.
I'm not jacking that. That's what she said.
I don't give a fuck, because at the end of the day, you don't hear women saying to other... I don't personally know, but I don't hear lesbians saying, "I don't need another woman."
All right, don't sidetrack. Finish it, though. My fault.
Okay, cool. All right. So now, all I'm saying is independence is a virtue, but at the end of the day, we all need someone to make us stable emotionally, mentally. Like, finances isn't all that matters. You could take care of yourself financially and still be unhappy on the inside.
For someone who dated somebody who didn't have, like, I've dated a guy who didn't, when I was younger, he didn't have his own home. Like, he's going through his own things and stuff like that. And I was with him. I wanted to help him get certain stuff together and stuff like that. Like, you know, there was a post one time that was like, I can't remember exactly. It was like, oh, men will do anything for a woman and she'll stay, but if a man can't, like, provide, they'll leave. I was like, I necessarily don't agree with that. Why? Because I've been with someone who has had less than me. One thing you don't do, like, so I say I feel like he's a little insecure, because even if I was with someone who had a whole bunch of money, if I was with somebody who was a little broke, I'ma still, if you acting up and you talking like you, because there's broke niggas out there who act like a bitch need them. You understand? They'll be using a bitch up and they'll still argue with you like, "What bitch out there?" And they'll still talk like that. So I feel like women naturally do say that whole line of, "I don't need you." That's a natural thing. So that's why I say I feel like he's a little insecure, because he feels like I don't have no money, and she's saying that, directing it towards me. And it's not that. She's with you already. Yeah. She know you don't got shit already. Let's say, or how much you do have. I'm sorry, I don't mean to say it like that. But she knows your situation and she knows your financial situation or whatever already. She's with you. She's been with you. Maybe you could, as a woman, knowing that she needs to not emasculate you. And that is a problem that women do when they're very independent. They could emasculate a man. But sometimes a dude,
I think it's just a black man and a black woman thing. Yeah. Like, cause to piggyback off of what you said, not to generalize it just to black people. Mm-hmm. I think it was 21 Savage or Lil Baby saying, like, a rich man, a man could be rich and he builds a woman that don't got no money up, but a woman could be rich and she wants a man on her level. And I personally feel like at the end of the day,
bitches build a nigga up, but they don't want that nigga to get built up, get a big head, and then be gone.
At the end of the day, and this is what I say to people, like, when you're in a before you get into a relationship, you have to establish yourself to make sure that you're okay with what you got going on before you try to date someone else. Because at the end of the day, I always say this, people settle for each other in relationships. Like, people may not believe it, but you do, because there's a million and one people in the world.
Somebody I know just said, like, that.
It's a billion and one people in this world. So for you to say, okay, I just want this one person, and you have the potential of getting someone better, there's something that I see in you that I'm not willing to see in someone else. You get what I mean? So you not understanding that he probably looking at her like, bitch, I could be the world of somebody else. Like, I might not have all the money you got, but to the next bitch, I could really do my thing and be appreciated. And you're telling me, like, yo, I don't need you, and I it's not that. I understand black women when they say that, because a lot of us didn't grow up in stable homes. Not all, but some. You feel me? Yeah. So I understand the anger in women when they say, like, boom, I don't need you, because they're used to... their mother being single mothers, and they're used to being independent. So now it's like you forcing this independence shit so much that you're gonna force yourself to be lonely.
A lot of people be hurt.
Can I jump in? To answer the young man question or email or whatever, I just believe, yo, bro, honestly, no disrespect to you, you gotta just stop being insecure about that. I feel like a lot of men are insecure over how much their lady makes, because they don't want their lady to have the one up on them because of what they say. Now, if she's aware of these things, yeah, first off, have the conversation. I learned from my man Rome right here. It's important to put everything on the table in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, expectations have to be set at the beginning of the thing. You can't go midway through whatever. You have to let her know, like, listen, I know you make this much money, and I know you, but I need to feel like a man. I need to feel like, yo, I need to feel wanted. You know what I'm saying? I need to feel wanted.
But that's important whether you're a man or a woman, whether you make money or you're not. Like,
but it's a big stigma between with men who have a problem with women who make more money. Now, if she's humble as fuck, there's nothing to worry about, bro. Now, if she's one of those women that be like rubbing it in your face because she makes a lot of bread, I had one of those. I had messed with a girl who was a nurse practitioner, and she straight up told me from the beginning, she's like, yo, yeah, I could fuck with you, but this is not gonna go far. Like, I'm trying to get houses, I'm trying to get businesses and shit like that. I respected it.
Yeah,
I respected it. That was her expectations of the niggas she come with. Now, she's still single, but you know, that's her expectations. If she find it one day, God bless. Right. Are we gonna segue because you wanted to talk about that?
B. Simone, right? I understood exactly what she was saying. She wants a man to understand what she was saying.
Nothing was wrong with it.
Like, she wants a man to understand where she's coming at, and I get that. But then again, I kind of got turned off by B. Simone because you want an entrepreneur, but you're not doing entrepreneurial shit. Bitch, you cheating. Like, you cheating. Like, you.
Is it a known fact, though? I don't want to speak on shit that's not a known fact. She's not
doing entrepreneurs cheat.
She cheat, but she didn't do it correctly. Like, as personalities, we all podcasters, right?
Right.
We could all talk about the same topics on our own shows and deliver it differently. I could have bitches saying like, boom, Sash copied my shit. She copied my swag. Bitch, I could never copy your personality because I got my own. You feel me? So at the end of the day,
preach, queen.
We could talk about my shit, but we could talk about it totally different. So I'm not going to hate on another podcaster for talking their shit. They could take a topic from my shit and then flip it totally different. They could deliver it in a way that I could never do it.
Right.
Respect. But when it comes to a book, when it comes to lifestyle, you cannot take somebody's shit word for word. You're being unwavy. You're being unswaggy, bitch. Get your own fucking style. Period.
I disagree.
At the end of the day, she didn't do it just to no white women. I got offended when she did it to the black people. Because on Twitter, I did see a repost of the black companies that she did copy off of. It's not just the white girl. I'm not discouraging her or saying knocking her for copying the white girl. Because at the end of the day, black people have been doing it. White people have been doing it to the black people for the longest. Mm-hmm. So now when a black girl does it to you and make her a little million, now y'all mad? Fuck out of here.
Sean, everybody doing makeup. Everybody doing hair. Makeup. Like, how can you prove, like...
At the end of the day, when it comes to makeup...
They're the originator. Like, no!
She copied word for word. That's plagiarism. At the end of the day, when it comes to makeup...
Did I get an A on that paper?
When it comes to makeup,
I copied the whole Wikipedia.
When it comes to makeup, right? Probably did the same style, but we did not use the same products. You feel me? We probably did the same style, but we did not use the same brushes. I probably mimicked some shit.
But this is where I'll come in and I'll be like, because I just saw a video where someone sat there, like, I guess they bought the book. That's why I don't get people who buy books or buy tickets to go to a show to hate on somebody. But she bought the book and she's like recording it. And I didn't know B. Simone's book looked like that. I thought she wrote a book, like, you know, read through. But that it was really like collages and like, it was kind of like some bullshit. You understand? So. But, like, I feel like more power to you. You go ahead, girl, because we always talk about black power, da da da. Let's do it. You did some bullshit, but more power to her. I ain't even going to talk on the bullshit. I'm not going to put the negative out, but because everyone who sees it, no game, that's some bullshit right there. But more power to you. You understand?
Like, She finessed the game.
That's what hustlers do.
I understand that, but in order to, like, now she's about to get sued. She's about to get sued.
Hey, shout out to her. She was jacking and she just made her first million.
This is how I see it.
They wait till you hit a million.
This is how I see it, right? If you wrote a book, right? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to establish your book where it's like nobody has your content. So you see like how I made y'all all sign these contracts before coming on my show because y'all not going to tell me what y'all don't want me to post and what y'all want me to post. At the end of the day, that's me being on my boss business move because at the end of the day, it's just business between us at this moment for this 1 hour. Mm-hmm. But with her, it's like you could have at least tweaked a word. Switched the word. So now when they bring it to the courts, at least they would have been like, all right, I understand it's the same content, but it's not
she
exactly
flipped
the same.
It. She
did not flip not a goddamn
that's
thing.
Crazy.
Like I remember when I
that.
First came out with my podcast. Right?
Is that true though? Like
it's
you read
right?
it?
I really want to see.
I'm a nigga that need proof.
We're
I'm just a nigga like that.
We're gonna pull up the picture
okay.
after the show.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, let me just give an example, right? I motivate anybody who wants to start their own podcast, start their own show. You feel me? Because there's people that hit me up and say, boom, I want to do this, I want to do that, but I don't know how. I tell them all the tools that they need to know how to do it. I'm not intimidated by it because at the end of the day, I know my personality can't be copied.
You got your shit going.
I got my shit going already. It can't be copied because I am my own personality.
Right.
Now, if you try to copy me, it's good that you tried, but it's kind of tough being me.
And then if they right. did some shit that you did, like you said, and spin it and did it in a way that you can portray,
yeah,
you
I'm not even
props.
That. I could give
oh,
props.
Oh, good job.
Like,
y'all did good on
do
that.
Do you. That's your own personality. But for example, I as soon as I drop my podcast, right, this girl I know, she goes and the very next day, she drops her own shit. And she copied my fucking shit word for word. Mm. She did the anonymous things, DM me, email me, boom. Now that's part of your show. It's like, girl, you couldn't even wait 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks to even, well, think out your process. You
Yo,
just,
who do it better?
I had a friend that's going through the same thing with a scrub line too. She was living down in North Carolina and she was talking for months, like about 6 months about doing a scrub line. As soon as she moves, one of her friends who she would talk about who never talked about it ever drops a scrub line, does everything that she said she was going to do for her shit. Like the my friend said, you know, because you're talking with your friends, I'm going to do this, da da da, because no one, I'm not into that. And then she take the whole shit and she drop it. She's like, nothing's wrong with you doing a scrub line. You could do it, whatever. Just like you said, you could take whatever idea I gave you, and because how you do it is how you do it, how I do it is mine. But at least run it by me. Like,
exactly.
Say, yo, I saw your show. You really inspired me. Yo, I'm about to do my podcast shit. Like,
exactly.
if you're cool with me like that, like, if it's someone who's your friend or that's cool or something like that,
you
think that's bullshit? You're shaking your head.
No, I'm just saying that's crazy.
It's like rocking in Rome right now, right? You
right.
say, like, Rome, you always go on rock show. But then it's like, boom, you go and you make your own show out of nowhere. You just like, I've been asking you to be my co-host for the longest. Like, why?
That's my man. I'm not saying, go ahead.
No, it's not saying, yo, go ahead. It's
you
just
wouldn't
about,
at least be like, if he went and did this whole setup, did the whole film and edited and put an episode out
and
never
content.
Even spoke to you All right, ever.
Me and Sasha.
Not that
right?
he needs your approval.
Sasha was on my show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she saw the
vetting section.
Yeah, the beginner segment of mine is called Beginner's Therapy. And then on Beginner's Therapy, we talk about things that bother her. Not a rant, but more so like talking about, because it's a good icebreaker for people who don't talk, right?
Yeah.
She talked to me about it. She was like, yo, I like that. You did it on the next episode, but then you told me, he was like, and I'm like,
and
you my nigga, so I don't care.
No,
like,
but listen, I gave him his props. I said, listen, I like that idea, but I didn't steal his idea. It's not a venting segment or nothing. It was more so like, I'm going on a rant all day on Instagram. You feel me? Every day you see my Instagram, I'm going on a rant. Everybody knows me for that. So why not bring it to my show? Like, this soft side, this soft side isn't Sade, bro. It's not Sade all the time. This is not me 100% of the time. So why not show my real self and then get into the relationship shit? You know what I mean?
Right.
So now I gave him his props and said, like, okay, you inspired that. Like,
you
know what I'm saying? But it's not the same
balance.
Thing. Shorty copy my shit word for word, like the sentence was
the book.
Word for word, and it's like I can't even knock it because you my man's, but I ain't like how you moved about it. You feel
yeah,
me? She did tell me. She did tell me I inspired her to do it, but I just felt like, damn, sis, like the day after, like you didn't even put that much thought and work in. Like I could have at least if you hit me up and asked me, I would have at least helped you to create your own mind and your own thoughts. Like you just
well,
took it. Like,
with that too, I could say this. There's times where I say I'm gonna do something, and right there that day, I'll decide I'm going to do it, and I'll get up and I'll just go do it. Because some people are like that. Like, they can't say tomorrow I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy this and that and I'm going to sit down. It's like they got to do it in that moment. So, I don't know. Maybe she probably was that type of person. Like, yo, I'm just going to fucking download this
Sometimes
shit.
Sometimes bitches look up to
just
you, too.
Record this
nah,
shit.
And that's cool. But just admit it. Like, I'm the, like, okay, for example, like, if I was on a different show and I know the content on that show, I will make sure I do every single thing to not be like that show. I know I'm more than that show or more than what you brought to the table for those few episodes that I was on or that one episode I was on. I'm going to do something completely, totally different because that's not my personality. You feel me? That's your personality. I was just a part of it. Now, when it's my shit, I'm going to make it for my personality. So we could talk about the same things, but the delivery won't be the same. Mm-hmm. The way you delivered it on Humbly Arrogant is not the way I could deliver it on my shit. So this is the differences on it.
So you're saying, like, you can't even invite her. Like, you wouldn't think you could.
I would invite her, but I just felt like.
It wouldn't be no.
I just felt like it was corny because I remember when I was on something else and, you know. When creating my show, I make sure it's the total opposite. I try to make it different from... I know I'm making it different from what I was on. You going to copy my whole shit after you see me drop it the day after, bro? And you know, I understand you said you gave me the props of that I inspired it, but you ain't have to say word for word in segments and you know what I'm saying?
Wait, let me interject.
Imitation is the highest form of...
It is. But to bring it back to B. Simone, right? Because we kind of went off. But... to bring it back to B. Simone, I think hustlers hustle, and
she ain't hustling correctly because now she getting sued.
Well,
because we done made it hot.
Well, you know you're successful when you getting sued. Shit. At the same time,
can we
talk about her thing with the men, right? So when she was talking about like she need a man who is an entrepreneur who doesn't make a 9-to-5. First off. There's a lot of men who work a 9-to-5 that make more than B. Simone. Mm-hmm. That's one. And two, I actually didn't have a problem with what she said. Your preference is your preference. Mm-hmm. And you like what you like. Now, I found it funny, right? Unpopular opinion here. Mm-hmm. She could say, yo, I want a nigga that is an entrepreneur out here getting to the bag, da-da-da-da. To be honest with you, those niggas that's making their own bag, getting their money.
You're going cheap.
No, they not looking at bitches like B. Simone. To be honest with you, I'm looking at Bernice. I'm looking at. I'm keeping 100.
Let Sweetie say that. I would have got a LLC the next day.
Yo, I'm looking at bitches like Bernice. I'm looking at
Nikki.
I'm looking at like who? Ari. I'm
big fat ass.
I got the money to do this now. Now I'm gonna be like, yo.
All right.
See,
we're about to end. So let me piggyback off of what you said, right?
I'm just keeping it 100. Nobody want to say that.
Let me just
I'm not looking at B. Simone.
Off of what he said, right? When it comes to niggas, I have my certain preference. I like big dick niggas with ambition. Boom. I know for a fact big dick niggas is going to be fucking everything. You feel me? Especially if they are pretty niggas. So... bitches is gonna flock to you. You never gonna stick to me.
I think it's true, bro.
Nah, you're never gonna stick to me. As a big dick nigga, you're never gonna stick to me. Now, when we talk about like medium sized dick niggas and like regular niggas,
humble enough to know.
They gonna love you to the death of you. And I had my fair share of both. I had like a big dick nigga who, you know, talk to mad bitches. Mm-hmm. And then I had a medium dick nigga who loved me to death. Like, there was no... When you go through his phone, his shit is empty. It's like he didn't have no social media, and he adored me. You know what I mean? He adored me so much, and he was medium ugly. He adored me so much.
He was medium ugly, I'm crying.
And he adored me so much, he used to see me every single day and just make my day. And it was just like, wow.
Yo,
you
my
can't
nigga.
Do that with a big dick nigga. That's what I'm saying. Like at the end
they
of the day,
too much lined up. They roster.
Yo, let's be honest here. Like, yo,
to be honest, a big dick nigga stay with you. You just gotta bring a girl in the bedroom every now and then.
No, I disagree.
It's still compromising.
Nigga,
still
a big dick nigga is gonna show the world. Like, yo, I'ma show the world. Like, yo, you can't tell me shit.
And that's
you
that's
can't
the problem.
Tell
and
me
that's
shit.
What I'm saying. Ain't nothing worse than a big dick a funny nigga, especially if he ugly, cause he gonna play the shit out.
You know what they like to say?
Pretty nigga.
They be in a spot. Bad bitch come up to them, playing with them. Yo, this bitch playing with me, so I'm about to just talk to her, cause I still got it. Them type of vibes, like, you know, I got my girl at home, but this one bitch playing with me, this bad bitch really want me. She playing with me, and they do the conversation. You play when you talk when. That's how that shit go. Even if they faithful, they still gonna go do some shit. They still gonna drift.
Wait, can I?
They still gonna drift.
We about to end y'all.
Wait. Shit, what's your preference? Cause she said hers. What's your preference?
Like
big dick nigga that's with that ambition.
What's
that's
your preference?
Love me.
I like average, cause I've had average that just know what to do. They've done it right. It's like I like the saying, it ain't about the size, even though we do love the size. It's about the motion. Oh, you gotta know what you do.
I wasn't just talking about that. I was just talking about everything combined. But that's good.
But I mean, yeah.
And so I average with ambition.
Oh, with ambition, yes. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm a little scared. ambition, yes. I need someone who's like, what I'm going to talk about right now. I'm sorry. I'm about to go on a whole my ideal preference, girl. I like niggas that just make me laugh. Cool guys like that. Me too. Just laid back in the back of the scenes, like.
But ain't doing your thing.
I don't like the flashy out there rah rah rah. Cause you always going looking for you looking for that entertainment. You looking for that. Like I say, I'm not a clown. I'm not an entertainer. Some niggas who are cool with they bitch just being cool because they cool and laid back. And there's some niggas who be on the bullshit that need a bitch to be on the bullshit rah rah rah. And then they want a calm girl, but then they outside with the rah-rah bitches because that's what they really like. I like a guy that's really just, I'm chill.
Life is about balance.
Balance, yeah. Right. I mean, I can find a chill guy who's fun because I can create the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, a little rah-rah. But not too much rah-rah. Somebody be all about the rah-rah, though.
She's got to take.
Yeah, we got it to eight. So you guys, it just started getting spicy.
At the bottom of the bottle, y'all.
At the bottom of the bottle.
Shout out to that Casamigos.
We went from black power to black dick in like a matter of
No, you did that. We didn't do that.
Black power to black dick. Shout out to my black dudes and my black, you know, power to people.
Power to all the people. At the end of the day,
thank you guys for supporting and listening. See me on my next episode. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Sasha_Millie_, and my Instagram. My podcast is I'm fucking smacked.
Why you smacked? Can I give myself a shout out?
Hold on. Secrets with Sasha. You know the Instagram page and the Facebook, Secrets with Sasha. Go ahead.
You can follow me on Instagram, Rock B Wildin. You can also, you don't have to follow me. People don't follow me who they don't know. So please check out an episode of my podcast. It's called Humbly Arrogant. We're talking about accountability all day, psychosocial issues within the black dating experience.
Oh, I like that.
All day. So Humbly Arrogant, just searching on everywhere.
So Chrissy. SO.CRI3SY. Follow me. No, just be on there chilling, voicing my opinion, having my daily discussions with my people, and that's about it.
You can follow me at The Rebel, RHOME. Don't forget the H. We lit.
Just tell me what's on your mind. Secret, got a lot to say. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Yeah, knowing me, I got a lot to say. Right. Sometimes I be feeling weak on any kind of day. Right. Ever since I played my cards, I ain't had time to play. Hold on before I vent. Is you the type that like to conversate? Or should I say converse? Correction, I always stand corrected. Small world, I don't know you, but we still connected. If I spilled all the tea, what you gon' clean the mess with? Like my text say go through, would you still get the message? Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Just tell me what's on your mind. Ain't nobody gotta know that you my little secret. I give you a peace of mind. We gon' see just how Sarge gon' keep it. Ain't nobody gotta Sarge keep it. Keep it.